A federal appeals court has succeeded in doing what congressional Republicans have long tried to do, to force the IRS to produce a list of the groups that were unfairly and perhaps illegally targeted for scrutiny. The document production came in response to a class action lawsuit by NorCal Tea Party patriots, but only after a group of frustrated federal judges had lost all patience with the stonewalling of the IRS and the Justice Department lawyers representing it. In a March 22nd opinion from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge Raymond Kethley wrote this, quote, "At every turn, the IRS has resisted the plaintiff's request for information regarding the IRS's treatment of plaintiff class, eventually to the open frustration of the district court. In its filing, the IRS released a list of 426 organizations that were singled out for extra scrutiny. 60 of the groups used the word T in their name, 33 had patriot, 8 used the word constitution in their name, while 26 others had the word liberty in theirs." Quoting now from the March 22nd opinion, the circuit court judges reminded the public of just what the IRS put these groups through. Quote, "In July 2010, the IRS sent NorCal a letter requesting additional information to process its application. NorCal promptly replied with 120 pages of responsive material. 18 months passed without further word from the IRS. Then, the IRS demanded more information from NorCal. In all, the IRS made 19 separate requests that ran 5 single-space pages, many of which had 6 or more subparts, demanding documentation of every word of every speech given to or by the organization, and so much more. The intended effect? To make compliance all but impossible.